Psalm 40, 1 through 11. I have waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog. He set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, there'd be more than can be counted. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, here I am. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the great news of deliverance in a great congregation. See, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your savings, help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love or your faithfulness from the great congregation. Do not, O Lord, withhold your mercy from me. Let your steadfast love and faithfulness keep me safe forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you all join me in prayer? Oh, loving God, open our hearts to your musical words this morning, Lord. May our souls be soothed and challenged, and may we know you more. Be with this preacher, Lord, as I share the word. It's in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. So, over this past Christmas holiday, as some of you know, my grandkids from Chicago came to visit, Lena and Finn. And on New Year's Eve, we plopped into the Prius with the quest of going to Springfield, Missouri, so that Lena and Finn could be with their meemaw and be with their cousins for the week. And so they were excited beyond measure to be able to go down there. I, Granddad, was committed to the quest, but I was cranky. But we plopped into the Prius. We started down the road. Finn settled in the back seat, put on his headphones, and soon checked out from all of us for the next 2 hours. But Lena was my co-pilot. And I didn't rely on her being my co-pilot for her 16-year-old navigational skills on the road, of which she does not have a license yet. But I did rely on her excellent navigational skills of my Spotify playlist. She was masterful. All I had to do was to call out the name of the group and the song, and just as soon as the current song stopped playing, the next song was right up there. It was amazing. And you know, I wasn't just doing this because I wanted to share my favorite songs just to hear my favorite songs. No, I was trying to increase her musical education. And so I was playing various tunes, Electric Light Orchestra, Thomas Dolby, Regina Spektor, St. Vincent, Queen, all these different groups that we were playing together, and she endured my musical taste so very well. But for the last 45 minutes of our trip, there was an artist that I called out that she knew and she loved, and that was Jeff Buckley. Now, I see some head shaking out there. If that name is unfamiliar to you, then I know at least that you've heard his almost standard rendition now of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, Hallelujah. That's Jeff Buckley. For the next 45 minutes, we listen to nothing but Jeff Buckley off of his Grace album. And what can I say? This cranky granddad became a happy granddad, and all was right in the world. Music has the power to soothe the soul. And soothing the soul is so very important when we're on our walk with Jesus Christ. Because we have this tendency, friends, to suffer from this emotional and spiritual condition known as sad spiritual affective disorder. And like its cousin, seasonal affective disorder, the symptoms of spiritual affective disorder are that we are depressed and even a little bit anxious at the same time. We call it by another name too. We call it the blahs. Now, seasonal affective disorder, well, that happens because we react to our lack of sunlight in the fall and winter months. And when spring and summer roll around, seasonal affective disorder seems to dissipate. And if not, there's a medical treatment for that. Spiritual affective disorder can happen anytime. Anytime when the rhythms of our lives become so hectic, when the stress and anxiety in our life is so much that we are literally blocked from all the spiritual and emotional blessings that God would have for us. You could say that we, in effect, are in a state where God's light is blocked from us. And what we are discovering in these weeks, in this season of winter, is that there are everyday things that we can do that can become spiritual disciplines for us to be able to break through the blahs, to be able to counter sad spiritual affective disorder. And today, we are going to be talking about music, our musical playlist, as a wonderful way to break through that, as a wonderful way to soothe our soul. Maria von Trapp, does that name sound familiar? They made a whole musical about her, right? The Sound of Music. She once said that music is a magic key that can has a possibility of unlocking the most clenched heart there is, or something to that effect. And I believe that's true. Music is transformative. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You heard that from the choir. That was a bit transforming, I would say. Can I hear another amen? Amen. Music has that power to do that, but I think sometimes we take it for granted, or we don't realize just what power it has. We all have our favorite songs. Even if you aren't that musically inclined, you have at least one favorite song. And chances are you have a whole group of them, hence a musical playlist. These are the songs you listen to when you work out, get that high energy stuff. You get a ballad on when you're working out, yeah, it just doesn't work. You have songs that you play to focus you, mellow music that you can play while you're studying and writing. Lily, is that true? Listen to mellow music? Okay. I had a friend that liked to listen to the rock group Rush. And that wasn't quite mellow, but it was beautiful. Anyway, there's music that we listen to. We're surrounded by musical playlists. You go into Price Chopper or Walmart, it's underneath everything, right? You go in there and there's music playing. You go into the Brick House or into Starbucks, there is music that is always playing. It is not a quiet place. If it was totally quiet when you went into these places, you would think something is wrong. We are surrounded by music because people realize just how powerful music can be. And we all have our favorite musical playlists. The Psalms, our musical playlist in our Bible. They were written by David and by others, poems that were put together when prose just wouldn't work. And the people of God for centuries have looked at the experience and the life lived, spoken, sang through the Psalms that have changed lives. It has been a musical playlist, not only for individual people, but for the gathered church, and for all people of God. And there are several types of psalms in that musical playlist. You have psalms of thanksgiving, thanking God. You have psalms of lament. You have psalms of pomp and circumstance. You have psalms of joy. You have psalms of sorrow. My heart always goes to Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? We have psalms where everything is beautiful. And we have Psalms where things seem like they're just too crazy, but then thanksgiving is lifted up because God is there. Psalms are musical playlists. You know why? Because I believe they were meant to be put to music. When I gave Larry the scripture to read today, I didn't give him the whole psalm. And I'm not talking about the remaining six verses of the psalm, which you should all read as part of your homework. No, I'm talking about there are instructions that came with that psalm. And it says that and it's not the only one, but I just want to say what Psalm 40 says. It says, for the music director of David, a psalm. That means something. We don't know what it means now. We come to Psalm 40 and we start reading. I start reading, but there are these little words. It's like, yeah, whatever. But they meant something. And that meant that those psalms were to be put to song. Now, if you go to a synagogue service, then you might hear a cantor give a beautiful rendition of a psalm in Hebrew. And then you begin to know just how beautiful those words of the psalms are, even if you don't understand Hebrew. But they were meant to be music, and that's important for us to know, because the psalms are the musical playlists that have kept us together as the church. And even though I said there were psalms of joy and lament and all these different psalms, they are so beautifully complex. There's not just one that's joyful, one that's lamentful, all these different things. A lot of them are exactly like Psalm 40, in that they are hybrids. Let me give you an example. Psalm 40 is a psalm of thanksgiving. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me from the desolate pit out of the miry bog and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Can you just hear the gratitude and the thanksgiving for what God has done for David here? And then you have a portion where, you know, even in the midst of thanksgiving, David's saying, I need help. I need help, Lord. Do not, O Lord, withhold your mercy from me. Sometimes it feels like the Lord does, right? Do not withhold your mercy from me. Let your steadfast love and faithfulness keep me safe forever. And now added scripture, always a bonus, like the bonus hymn earlier, from the 13th verse. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. The Psalms communicate, express, sing out the whole spectrum of human experience. And that's why they are part of our musical playlist, friends, as a people of God together. The music of the Psalms is important because music is important. Music can heal. How many stories have we heard or have read about how you can sing Amazing Grace to Alzheimer patients, and that can help to spark their communication skills and bring back memories, or music that helps children to work through some of the trauma that they've experienced in the past, or group singing, bringing people together, how that can help people that are suffering from Parkinson's. One of my fondest memories of my 9 years here with y'all is a communion service over at Golden Years. You know, I remember that was a neat service. Pastor George was leading communion that day. Udell was there, and they were doing a great job. But gentlemen, I'm sorry, it was the hymns that seemed to get the biggest response out of everybody who was sitting there. They were singing along to the hymns just at the top of their lungs, but you know which song really got them singing? It's when Ethan Eckert led them in singing Bridge Over Troubled Water. And then the whole place erupted as people sing along. I only know the chorus to that song. I don't know the other licks, but everybody else sure did. And it was wonderful to behold. That is the miracle of what music can do. And so, friends, I want us to consider what it means for all of us to cultivate our own musical playlists. I want us to be more intentional when we even sing together. You know what science says, right? At least according to Time magazine. When people sing together, things happen. Anxieties are relieved. Stress goes away. Endorphins are released. Being somewhat of a scientific person myself, I want to put that to the test. So I want us to stand up together, and we're going to sing the first verse of Amazing Grace. If we don't have these words on the screen, so for those of you at home, Google it. For those of you here, you can pick up a hymnal. It's hymn 378. But we are simply going to sing the first verse of Amazing Grace. And I'll give us our first song. And you all know you need to pray with my voice. So, are you ready?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Woohoo! You may be seated. How do you feel? I heard awesome back there. I heard all sorts of things. It feels good, doesn't it? We're surrounded by music. Even if we can't carry a tune, we still sing. And there's a reason for that. Because God gave us that gift of connection. Through song, we are connected to the people of God through the Psalms, through the centuries. Through song, we are connected to one another here in this place. Through song, we are empowered to go out into our community and share the song of Jesus Christ with others. So friends, to counter those winter blahs, I encourage you to be intentional about your musical playlist that you take in, the music that music that's going to just bless your soul so that you can be a blessing to others. You know, that's what happened to me on that trip down to Springfield. I was able to share music with my granddaughter, and we both had a favorite artist, and I went from cranky to blessed. May we continue to share music together as a community. May we continue to share the Psalms together as a community, and may we together share the love of God, the God that calls us into a song of praise. And all God's people said, amen and amen.